What's his name?
January 2nd, who I'm with today?
My name is Kusumu.
Okay. What was your experience back in Thailand?
Well, my experience back in Thailand, well, I didn't remember much, but like there's like important stuff that I remember like vividly and stuff. So like back in Thailand, I was like young, very young, like around 9 or 10. And then we will have like a school system also. Like the subject would be like math, English, history, and stuff like that. And then the other experience that I have was like my childhood experience, where like I remember like going out with my friend and then playing with them. And also we would hike, me and my dad would hike up in the mountain and then we'd eat. And then that's the best experience that I would have, because like I would like enjoy those moments and it was really fun for me.
Do you experience any challenges over there? Like any struggle?
Not really. I didn't struggle much, I think, because I was young and didn't understand much of what was going on. And then the trouble that I had, because my parents were probably the one that struggled the most with, and then they're the one that provided us like food and shelter so that we could like live.
Why did your family decide to come to America?
Well, my family decided to come to America because we wanted like to live. Back in Thailand, we were like a refugee and then got a run for, because there's a lot of war and stuff. So we just wanted like live and then have a better future and an environment where we feel safe.
What were some challenges when you first came to America?
When I first came to America, the challenges that I had was like speaking English, because when I came here, I was very young and then I didn't know much of English. The only English that I would know was like the alphabet, like ABC and stuff like that. So like everyone around me would speak English and I didn't understand what was going on. So like it was really challenging for me because I didn't know how to communicate with them or how to talk to them because of the language barrier and stuff. So that was really hard for me. And then whenever I need to like ask for help, I wouldn't like ask or like anything because I didn't know how to ask for help in English. So like I would just stay by myself.
Were you experiencing racism, like people bullying you and stuff because of your race?
Not really. I have never experienced racism because like everyone, when I came here, everyone was really nice to me because I didn't understand English and then they were trying to help me with get involved with them and then try to like be there for me. So they were really supportive and nice, and I really appreciated that. So that was very good, nice for them to do that for me.
What was the hardest thing in school? Like, what was the hardest thing?
Well, I didn't really struggle much in school, such as like subject and like learning stuff, because like later on I would eventually learn English and then started to understand what the teacher was saying and asking for me to do. So I didn't struggle much and it was really, really easy for me.
When you first came here, where do you live?
When I first came here, I think I was in Washington and then live in Kent. And then went to like Kent School and stuff, district. And then later on, when I was like starting freshman, in between like the end of the first semester, I moved to Tacoma. And then ever since, I live here now.
Have you ever thought about moving away from Tacoma? To a different place?
No, not really, because like for me, as long as my family is here, it's like a home to me. It feels like a home to me. So wherever my family is, I will always feel like a home because they're the one that is there for me, and then we struggle together. And then we're there for each other at the very beginning. So as long as I'm with my family, everything, I think everything should be good for me.
Which aspect of your culture or heritage bring you the most pride?
My heritage or culture?
Yeah.
I think the most cultural that bring me pride is like my, the history that we have was like, well, I would say the culture will bring me the most pride because like my culture represents who I am and why I am. So like it's very important because if I ever forget my culture, that means my history would have died and then also my culture would have died and then would be forgotten. So as long as I have my culture with me, I will always like pass it down to the next generation so that it won't be forgotten because right now my culture is like kind of fading because we don't have like a country, an official country like to call like a country. It's like a city, but like, yeah, it's very difficult like to explain it, but like I would say the culture made me the most pride.
What kind of culture do you have?
Well, the culture I have like New Year stuff. New Year.
Can you tell us more about New Year?
Well, New Year, like we will have like a don dance. It's like a tradition that we do. It's like it involves like clothes, traditional clothes, where like we would dance like with music on, like dance just to perform, and then it's like really wonderful. You can like search it up. It's called Don't Dance, Korean Don't Dance. And you can look it up and then you can look at it.
Have you ever had an experience with your race in which you choose to hide?
No, not really.
How do you identify identical? Do you see or hear from students who experience racism or any form of oppression?
For me, when I was in high school, I don't think I've ever seen people have experienced racism because, like, the school is very, like, against that. And I don't think there's racism in the school or any of that because, like, I don't see much around it when I was there. During my high school time.
What has been your relationship with your ancestral language?
Well, my language is everything for me because like it's very important also. It's like a tradition for me, like the tradition and culture stuff. Like if we, like for example, we move here like in America, so since here everybody speak English, or like the new generation will also start to speak English and stuff like that, and then it will be like eventually they will like forget the language, our language, which is Korean, and they will be forgotten if they don't decide to learn it on their own or like decide to like learn about the language, and if it like new generation keep coming on, then it will be forgotten. So it's very important to like remember your own language and stuff, because that's the thing that keep us like connected to our like our Korean culture and like language and stuff. So yeah, it's very important.
How does your culture play in your life?
Well, my culture is like has always evolved, like bringing people together. So like whenever there's like a culture event, we will come together. And then there's a lot of like different ethnicity, like different languages that we speak. It's not just Korean, it's like Korean, Bao Korean. There's like there's more stuff, more languages like spoken. So like whenever there's a culture event or stuff like that, we will like come together, reunion together. That's called unity. So we will unity together, and that's like, yeah, that's a culture.
Okay, thank you for the interview, Chris Samuel.
You're welcome.